This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hababam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're in Siman Samach Ches. We're up to Sivkat and Dalet. The Mechaber said that in some places, they're mafsik and Berchus Kriya Shema to say piyutim. The Mechaber said, you should stop them, because it's a hefsik. The Ramah says, some say it's not usr. The Rosh, the Rajba, the Tor, and the Minog, says the Ramon, our community, we do say it, and therefore if you're Makel, you don't lose out. However, you can't learn anything, even B'divrei Torah. It's Asr Lahafsik, so long as it is the Tzibor is saying Piyutim. Meaning one is not allowed to learn if the Tzibor is engaged in Piyutim. And certainly it's usher to have conversation. However, someone who's learning through thinking, there's no isser. It's not meaning there's no isser of hefsek. So in other words, if somebody would be thinking and learning during Birchas Krishma, that's not a hefsek. But the problem is, because of this, people are going to see that you don't take davening seriously and they're going to come to talk. Therefore, you should not be pushed from the tzibur. And you should say it with them. Rav Asher showed me last night from the biography of Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg that the Mishnah Berurah said that it is usur to learn during Kaddish. You're not even allowed to think in learning. And we saw, right, the Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkatan Gimel, that when the Chazan is saying Kaddish, it is usur even laharher b'divrei Torah. We also saw, regarding Kedusha, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's usur laharher b'divrei Torah when the Chazan says Nekadesh. But that's only when the Chazan is saying the words, not when he's marach b'nigan. And whatever is added extra on Shabbos is not me'ikar ha-Kedusha, and one could think in learning or look into a sefer at that time. So Rav Asher showed me in Rav Scheinberg's biography, Rav Scheinberg did take out a sefer for 10 seconds every week during davening, in the 10 seconds that the Chazan would say the extra part of Kedusha. In other words, how much of davening are you allowed to learn? 10 seconds a week. Now Rav Scheinberg valued very much 10 seconds a week. 10 seconds a week was very valuable. You know, over the course of a lifetime, it's many, many minutes. But besides that, you can't have a sefer out. That was the only time. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Dalet. Ein la Adam. Omarenu Rav Chaim Vital Kasav B'Shem Hari. Shaloi Hoya Omer Piyutim Upizmainim Elamash Sidro Rishon Kagoin HaKalari. Rav Chaim Vital wrote in the name of the Arizal that he would not say Piyutim or Pizmainim, only what the Rishonim, like Rav Lezer HaKalari, Rav Lezer Kalir arrange sheniskenu adar chaemes, that they were composed kabbalistically. V'chein loy haya omer yigdal, the Arizal would not say yigdal. Umekamakom heyed benoy shel Rav Chaim Vital al aviv, shekshahaya sheyatzir bakal biyam naram haya omer kol haviduyim v'chol hapiyutim v'yishma chacham, that that the son of Reb Chaim Vital, who's Reb Shmuel Vital, testified that when Reb Chaim Vital was a Sheikh Tzibur on Yom Naram, he would say all the Viduyim and all the Piyutim, V'yishma Chacham, U'menu Yikach Chachma, U'musar Haskel, Shaloi, L'shanayis HaMenhagim. Don't change the minog. U'vishla Herach B'Shem Ga'inim. The Shla speaks at length in the name of the Ga'inim, Shemitzvah Loimar Piyutim, that it's a mitzvah to say the Piyutim. U'chshe Piyet Rebbe Lazar. And when Rebbe Lezer wrote the piyut, v'chayos asher hina merubois lakisei v'chulu lihata eish svivoisav, he was surrounded by fire around him, ayin sham. Amnam ha-menhagim shenoagu b'shar she'atfila, however, the menhagim that were noyeg in the roots of tefillah l'kuli almi ein l'shanos kol echav yiminag mekoymai. The minhagim that are noyeg in the sources of tefillah, according to everyone, you should not change from the minhag of the makam kagoin minusach Ashkenaz l'svard oy lahepach. One should not switch from the minhag makam of Ashkenaz to svard. So the Mishnah Berurah says you don't switch. However, not everybody agrees with that. Rav Moshe writes, you could always switch from Nusach Svar to Nusach Ashkenaz. The Iker Nusach is Nusach Ashkenaz. Chazoinish says you could switch from Nusach Svar to Nusach Ashkenaz. Why? Because the Iker Nusach is Nusach Ashkenaz. The Chazoinish says, Me Nusach Svar, Yachal Lashan, Nusach Ashkenaz, Kiven She Iker, Ha Nusach, Nusach Ashkenaz, Va'avais Avais Avheim Shashinu. Nusach Svar was a change. Rav Moshe even says he doesn't know how those who started to daven Nusach Svard were allowed to do so. So Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish, they say you're always allowed to switch to Nusach Ashkenaz. Somebody who makes Aliyah from Chutz Aretz to Eretz Yisrael to stay there, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you need to change how you daven to the way they daven in Eretz Yisrael, not the way they daven in America. Okay, this is a major topic. Let's continue. Kishneim asar v'chol kai gavna kishneim asar sh'arim ha-shamayim neged shneim asar shvatim. There are 12 gates in heaven. Opposite Keneged, the 12 tribes, the Chol Shevet, Yesh L'Sharim and Glavad, every tribe has its own custom. Ule'inyan Dina, Ha'ashkenazim, Ha'mespalim, Imasfardim, Oylahepach, Ashkenazim, that Davin was Sfardim, or the opposite, Yatsu Yidei Chay Vastfila, their Yotze. V'chol Zerak, Ba'menhagim Shenogu B'shar Shei Tfila. This is all a matter of custom. Avamash and Nizgar B'Gemara. But what's mentioned in the Gemara, Oy B'divrei HaPoiskim, Shalomdu Meha Gemara, Hu Shavala Koyal. But what's mentioned in the Gemara, or the Poiskim, that is learnt out from the Gemara, is equal by everyone, Mein Rishus Hashem Adam Linog Bimin Hagai, and you cannot deviate. In other words, you cannot deviate from what it says in the Poiskim, or in the Gemara. So for example, when it comes to eating in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, you have to eat in the sukkah. How about, do you make kiddush in the sukkah? No, you do everything in the sukkah. Yeah, what about minhag? It's a gemara and a shulchan aruch. You can't switch. You can't do anything differently. Only a matter of custom could there be different discrepancies. Anything that's in the gemara and the shulchan aruch, there's no alternative. Okay. Sif katan ches, mehat sibor. I am b'magen Avram. Look in the Magen Avram. The bePesach shehachazonim ma'arichim harbe b'negudim toiv yoiser loymer hapiyot koydim shemaschol v'rechas yoiser ar. The beroiv have appeared shloime in habracha v'yechashem hefzek k'sheyisha k'day ligmar kol. Like this on Pesach, the chazonim they sing very long negudim. It's better to say the piyot before they start v'rechas yoiser ar. Because most of the piyut then is just tra-la-la, and it's not me'ein ha-bracha, and it's going to be a hefsik if the song takes the amount of time it takes to finish the whole berchas kriya shema, that bracha. Ul-chadchila roi lacha shuzeh, k'da'el b'simen samachib m'shabura, ayin sham, v'im shachach loymer ha-piyut, if you forgot to say the piyut, ad she'gomer ha-bracha, if you forgot to say the piyut until you finish the bracha, asr la'amrai, you're not allowed to say it anymore. Deloy adif me al anisim Chanukah Purim. It's not any better than al anisim on Chanukah and Purim. Okay, one more. Imahem v'imispalo b'yachid. If you're davening b'yachidus, lo yomer shum piyut b'emtzei bracha. Don't say any piyutim. So if a guy is stuck at home and he remembers his zayda said piyutim or his grandfather said piyutim, then there's no alternative. V'mispalel, meaning, in other words, if you don't have a minion, you can't say it. V'mispalel b'yachid. If you're davening b'yachidus, lo yoymar shum pi b'em sabracha. Derech agav ro'isi l'hazker kan. Ma sheharbe mehamoinim toyim b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. That which many of the common folk make a mistake, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, b'shosh menagin achazin b'tchilas berchas yotzer ar. When the chazin sings in the beginning of yotzer ar, hapiot shal oirois me oifel amar vayehi. Very often, in the beginning of yotzer ar, the chazin is menagin, oirois me oifel amar vayehi. And then the people start saying melech or slachna, and they don't start the bracha from the beginning. I guess they don't say Baruch Atah Hashem L'kenem El Chaylam Yotzer Varech Hoshach. V'roi lahazhira malzeh. It is roi to be mazher them on this. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Stay tuned for upcoming schedule, whether we're going to do tomorrow and what the schedule is next week. Okay, we'll hold it here. Shkoyach, everyone.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.